You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of you have just gotten back from traveling Thanksgiving, or if you decided not to travel this Thanksgiving, you may be traveling Christmas time. And, you know, we're right now kind of in, you know, the midst of the holiday season, even though it's November still. We're already starting to go Christmas shopping. You know, Thanksgiving came a little early this year. We're still in November. We're Christmas shopping, and we got a couple weeks to kind of get back to work before we start traveling again, if we do travel. Now, Fox has come out with a report on the healthiest U.S. airport food options. And apparently there was a survey done by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and they found that 76% of restaurants in 18 of the nation's busiest airports actually offer low-fat, cholesterol-free, or vegetarian meals. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I'm about to get on a 5-6 hour flight thinking that it's going to be delayed and there's no food served on the flight, I am going to get the biggest, juiciest hamburger to try to fill me up that whole time. But apparently our airports are supposed to have vegetarian and some light, low-fat, Michelle Obama-type meals. And that's, I mean, good. I think it's nice. They say, this is kind of interesting, they say Newark was the nation's healthiest airport, had a score of 92%. Whereas the biggest loser was San Francisco International Airport, down 19 points from last year. Now, I don't really know how they use the points in terms of, I guess, how many low-fat meals, high-fiber meals, cholesterol-free meals, etc. San Francisco, I thought, I've been to San Francisco Airport many times. They have that, like, soup kitchen. I thought San Francisco does pretty well. It's hard to find like burger and pizza. I think they have like a specialty pizza, if I remember correctly. But they have like a soup area. You would think that would be pretty healthy. All right, let me see here. They say these dietitians from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine looked at restaurant menus at 18 airports. Don't they have anything better to do? Each airport score was calculated by dividing the number of restaurants offering at least one healthy option by the total number of restaurants. Snack food kiosks and small coffee shops were not included in the review. And I guess Newark was number one. McCarran, Las Vegas McCarran Airport, number two at 91%. Detroit came in third. Houston George Bush International, number three. Chicago O'Hare, Miami, 84%. Orlando, Washington Dulles, Phoenix Sky Harbor, Dallas Fort Worth, Minneapolis, Charlotte Douglas. All right. So I guess who was the worst? San Francisco. You know, I used to pack up peanut butter and jelly for the kids because I wanted something that wouldn't rot. You know, it's hard to bring food because now they're limiting your carry-ons. You know, the more you want to bring and the more you want to stay healthy, the harder it is. I mean, I remember packing up, you know, carrot sticks and peanut butter with the celery. And, you know, you can't bring juices anymore. You know, they force you to buy what's in the airport, which is extremely frustrating and a ripoff because the average item is like $9.75. But I know it's a growing trend. We need to keep everybody slim. We do have an obesity problem. We do. I don't know if they need to go after the airports. I mean, come on. People are starving on these flights. I just don't understand why it has to be so difficult to get a gosh darn meal on an airplane. Now, true, we just talked about last week how many of these catering services have bugs and gnats and mice running around the place. So, yeah, I don't know if I'd even want to eat an airport meal if I was served one. But I just think they really need to change this whole thing around. I think traveling is so stressful now. Between the delays, you're trying to figure out what to eat. You're having to purchase drinks, right? You have to purchase, you know, because by the time everybody says, well, you don't need to buy a drink after you get through security because you're going to be getting drinks on the plane. Well, for those of us that come 2 hours early, like we're supposed to, we have our kids with us. Some of us have to take our medications. No, you got to go and buy a $2.30 bottle of water. Or I see, in some airports, a bottle of water is $3.95. This is getting ridiculous, people. It's I don't know how people do it. So you can't pack your own food, and then you got to wait. So you get on the plane going, oh, great, I'll have a drink. Well, no, the flight attendants don't want to serve you a drink. They got to get everybody. They got to, seal the doors, cross-check and seal. And then you're like, all right, well, they sealed the doors. We're finally getting up in the air. No, then they have to give you the whole the whole safety thing. You know, this is how you buckle up your seatbelt, your safety belt. These are where you find your life preservers. So you go through all that. And you're like, all right, now we're going to eat. Or now we're going to get something to drink. No, because then the fasten seatbelt sign is on and the pilot is ascending. And as he's climbing, the flight attendants have to sit. So then finally, okay, we could put on our electronic devices. Now can we get something to drink? No. No. A lot of times you don't get anything to drink till an hour into the flight. So you end up dropping $20-$30 a pop at the airport before you go. You go through that. Then you get your one little baby drink. I try to say no ice. I try to say give me the can. No. No, I only purchased a coach ticket for $500. I'm not allowed to get the whole can of soda. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it's completely ridiculous. Now, I know you're saying, with Dr. Dahlia, you're not supposed to drink soda. You know they have canned water? Sometimes the water is canned. I don't think I want canned water. So I'm just frustrated. Now, speaking of soda, they say one soft drink a day can increase men's prostate cancer by 40%. Okay, soft drinks can increase your risk of aggressive prostate cancer. This was a Swedish study. It's found that one soft drink a day could increase the risk of developing a more aggressive prostate cancer by 40%. Experts at Lund University found also if you ate a carbohydrate-rich diet, that could also increase your chance of prostate cancer, but milder forms. They say if you ate sugary breakfast cereal pretty often, that raised the incidence of cancer as well to 38%. Now, the number one cancer is still lung cancer, hands down. But for men, prostate comes number two. So, guys, you got to put down the fizzy, sugary soda pop drinks. Not good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously. I really, really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show and you'll be able to connect. I just got word that Apple will hopefully be launching the Dr. Dahlia app soon, which will allow our Apple users to be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime they want. But right now, you can still download our Android app for free, where you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your Android phone, including Droid. Some of you have left phone questions and medical questions on our answer line. Let's go to some of them now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I was wondering, I have a tendency towards boils in the pubic area, and I noticed this at first from shaving, and apparently it being ingrown hair, so I decided to quit shaving the area, but I have just noticed that I have a boil in exactly the same place. And I'm not sure how to treat this or get rid of it.
Well, boils are, thank you for your question. Boils are very common, and it's frustrating for people because they don't like to talk about it. They're embarrassed. And the genital area or the underarm area is a very common place because it doesn't get a lot of air. It's very moist in those areas, and so things can fester. So whenever somebody gets a quote-unquote boil, we usually think there's some sort of infectious pathogen there, some sort of bacteria. But why did it happen? What did you have? Well, you know, some people, they get a clogged hair duct. Okay. You know, whenever we talk about shaving and we talk about waxing, a side effect of those is sometimes you start get a little folliculitis, where the hair follicle gets infected, either because there was some bacteria on the blade or because there was some irritation of the skin. Could have been a little nick in the skin. Bacteria could have gotten into the skin, and it starts to fester. And sometimes what we do is we extract the hair, because when you extract the hair, you could open up a little bit of the follicle. Things can seep out, etc. But sometimes hair will grow back in. Ingrown hairs always blow people's mind, because your hair will grow, and it should grow up and out, and sometimes it grows in. So with that, it's extremely frustrating. And so we just extract the hair. We pluck the hair out. Now, some of you, though, are getting quote-unquote boils that are not boils but infected cysts. Now, many of you will know what I'm talking about when I talk about these epidermal cysts. You know how you feel a lump either on your scalp or on your arm or on your leg, and it's very superficial. Some of them have a little opening. And when you squeeze this lump, white, gooey stuff comes out that smells. These epidermal cysts are made of sebum, which is found in the sweat glands, and they're very stinky, kind of smell like a gym. These epidermal cysts, or sebaceous cysts, will sometimes get infected. And they will continually get infected because they have a pore, they have an opening to the outside, and sometimes a little bug could set in, and because the area isn't obviously the most ideal area because it's full of sebum, gets infected. So sometimes, for those of you that keep getting the same boil in the same place, it could be one of these sebaceous cysts or epidermal cysts, as opposed to lipomas, these little fatty tumors that are deeper in the skin. You know, if you feel your abdomen or feel your thigh or feel your underarm in the fatty areas, sometimes you get these balls, of fat. And these balls of fat, lipomas, are tumors of fat. Now, lipomas are usually benign. Liposarcomas are cancerous fatty tumors. Most of the fatty tumors that we all have are benign, but we still recommend removing them if they grow, bug you, act funny, because, you know, if there's any change, we want to take them out. But most lipomas are benign. Those are deeper, and they don't seem to get infected. We rarely see a lipoma get infected. Yet these sebaceous cysts and these epidermal inclusion cysts, these suckers do get infected. And these cysts can appear anywhere. The problem is because they're so large, some of these things, a centimeter, 2 centimeter, the infection spreads along the plane. Now, we talk about planes a lot with the human body because you have these planes of tissue, fascia, epidermal, dermis, etc., that are, for the most part, horizontal, but they separate the certain layers. Unfortunately, with these epidermal cyst infections, the infection spreads pretty quickly along the plane. Now, these planes we use to our advantage when we try to remove your epidermal cyst. How I was taught is whenever we want to remove them, whenever we inject you with a lidocaine, if you inject right into that plane that separates it from the dermis, you can basically almost free the whole cyst just by your injection of the lidocaine. And so with these things, you can actually pop them out like little balls, and they come out in a nice sack, and then hopefully they never regrow. But unfortunately, what doctors use to our advantage is a curse for patients with these, because the infection could spread pretty quickly. So that's basically sebaceous cysts, folliculitis, etc. Again, we could do antibiotics. Sometimes you do anti-inflammatory creams. You know, many of us, we try to avoid waxing or the things that could possibly inflame the areas. One trick that some beauty salons do is they have you use a steroid cream after you get the wax. Now, whether you wax your eyebrows, upper lip, etc., I'm saying this hypothetically, not out of experience. But with the steroid cream, what it does is it decreases the inflammatory cells that come to the area. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying why they recommend it. It decreases the inflammation that come to that area. Now, when you decrease inflammation and have less inflammatory cells, it's a little bit more difficult to start making pus. Now, pus, people always ask me, what's pus? And when we talked about bodily fluids and fluids that your body comes up with, this was a very, very good show we had years ago. Unfortunately, it happened during many people's lunch. Pus has inflammatory fluids plus bacteria. And when the bacteria starts to grow and accumulate, etc., it starts to become cloudy. So you want to be careful putting steroids on an area that could possibly be housing bacteria, because you want to make sure you have inflammatory fluids that could fight the bacteria. If not, the infection will come quicker. Plus, we don't want men putting steroids on their face every time they shave. So you got to have a good razor. You got to change the razor. You need to, you know, either go with the grain or go against the grain, whichever won't cut you as much, depending on the corner. Again, I've had no experience shaving my face. This is just hypothetical and textbook regurgitation. But the you know, there's many ways for you to inflame your hair follicles. Now, there's something called hot tub folliculitis. Have you guys heard about that? Where you go into a hot tub, in the hot tub, go into the hot tub, and I love Eddie Murphy's hot tub song. He was doing James Brown, right? In the hot tub. Ow! Anyway, hot tub folliculitis is where you get Pseudomonas, or you get a certain bacteria that's floating around the hot tub into your pores or into your hair follicles, and then you could get an infection. And it's treatable. We use Flagyl. I mean, we use antibiotics sometimes, you know, to treat that. But, you know, we always say don't go into the pool or go into the hot tub with any open wounds or recent nickings, etc. The reason why we see hot tub folliculitis is because many of us like to shave our chests or shave our bikini area, male or female alike, when we decide to go to a hot tub party. And unfortunately, if you nicked yourself or have any sort of micro openings or tears, you could get infected. Okay, have I discussed this now ad nauseum? Are we all good with the folliculitis? Are we good with that? Okay. But it's a very common thing that people deal with, and they get frustrated. They go, I'm tired of getting these in the groin area or under the arm. Now, really quickly, the under the arm, sometimes you guys get hidradenitis suppurativa, where you get infected sweat glands and you get big, huge bumps under the arm and it causes scarring. I really want you guys seeing a dermatologist, because, I mean, we could give you antibiotics till the day is gone. But, you know, sometimes these things just keep recurring. I had a nice young lady come in earlier this month with hidradenitis suppurativa. And, I mean, poor thing, she was actually housing staph, the methicillin-resistant staph. And, you know, we got her treated, sent her to the dermatologist. But remember, bacteria, fungus, bugs like moist area. And the, it's very hard to keep these areas nice and open. Again, I'm a huge fan of the muumuu. I know many of you men don't like us women in muumuus. My husband can't stand it. But in a muumuu, you don't have to wear underwear. You get a lot of air circulation under that area. You know, we were told decades ago that whenever you had a yeast infection, you make sure you give the area air. And I know that never made any sense to us women, because, like, we have a yeast infection, we're going to want to cover it up, right? You know, we don't want to bake, you know, any bread or anything down there. But it's true. Fungus, bacteria, etc., these things like moisture areas, you need to let air get to the area. Okay, whew. Oh, let's talk about something else for the love of the Lord. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess they are working on our Christmas music bumpers. I can't wait, because it puts us in a Christmas music mood, and then we can be singing and dancing and et cetera. Because this is my favorite time of year. That's why I'm so happy. You know, I know many of you go, oh gosh, she's such a grump and all that. I mean, thank God Christmas season came after this election, because otherwise I think I would be in a huge depression right now. But because we had the election, all of a sudden we went right into the holidays. I didn't have time to mope. You know, it's kind of interesting though. Many of you have been asking me what's been going on with Obamacare since the election. If you've noticed, I haven't talked politics much. And I know some of you are like, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I think we needed a break. I think we were burned out. with politics. But from what I understand, it's still going to be a bumpy road with Obamacare. And we've talked about the good and the bad with that. From, you know, now that the Supreme Court has let a lot of governors out and a lot of states out of having to implement certain aspects of Obamacare, we do have a lot of governors saying, okay, no, 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 not happening in our state. So certain aspects of Obamacare will not be occurring in certain states. We also have the big fiscal cliff negotiations that are supposedly supposed to go on with Congress and Obama one of these days. From what I understand, Obama's been kind of avoiding Congress from what we hear, and Congress has not really come up with a consensus on how they feel that the fiscal cliff should be averted. However, a big talking point is going to be Obamacare, because if we need to curb spending, and Obamacare is the monstrous bill that it is, with a very high price tag on it, if they want to avoid the fiscal cliff, House Republicans are saying, we got to make Obamacare cuts, because this can't happen. You can't be spending so many spending. And, of course, the Democrats want taxes raised on the rich. I just don't see how even that's mathematically doable. Even if you tell the rich to pay more taxes, they're already at 35% to 39%, telling them to go higher. I still don't see how the rich can support the whole country, especially when unemployment is down and there's less people paying taxes, putting money into the system. So I'm not for just raising taxes on the rich, because I, even though I won't be in that group, I know it's very easy for those of us who aren't in that group saying, yeah, let's have the rich pay more. But even not being in that group, that tax bracket, I don't see how financially Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates is going to be able to carry the whole country when half the country isn't paying taxes. I don't think you could raise their taxes enough to support this whole country. And I think it's a bandage on a gaping wound. What are you going to do next year, the year after that, when Obamacare is in full swing? I mean, how much more can you tax the rich? We got a lot less rich here in 2012 than we did back in 2008 and 2007. So my problem with that is just taxing the rich is a very, 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 very small dent in a huge problem. And again, we have people that are just not very well adept on handling financial matters running things. And I'm pretty scared. I am dying to know what the economists are thinking. And it's because they aren't. It's all political. The problem with our country is we have politicians running things. It is. That's our problem. All right. Many of our politicians don't know economics. Our president obviously doesn't. Again, what they do know how to do is become reelected. They're very good at that. Obama ran a phenomenal campaign for all his foreign policy and economic screw ups. He was able to masterfully win again. Now, some of you are like, well, there's not a lot of mastery, you know, in doling out more unemployment benefits and you know, et cetera. Well, but still, I mean, these politicians, they know how to get reelected. That's what politicians do. Politicians know how to run for office. But Dr. Dahlia, politicians know how to read bills. Do they? Do politicians know how to read bills? Do they have legal background, many of them? Yeah, some are lawyers. How many of them do you think read the Obamacare bill? No, of course not. All right. What are politicians good at? They are. They're good at dealing with the people. They're good at making speeches. They're good at becoming elected. They're good at doing campaigns. All right. We don't need campaigning right now. We don't need a good, hearty speech. We need jobs. We need affordable health care. And we need to avert fiscal cliffs. And for somebody with no economic experience to say just make the rich pay more is not going to solve our problems, because we're losing rich people every day. All right. The rich people aren't rich anymore. Just not happening. and you could tax us like crazy, it's not going to work as less and less people pay taxes. And how do we know less and less people are paying taxes? Because we have people blanketly admitting that they don't pay taxes. We're taking care of illegal immigrants in this town and giving them schooling and health care, etc. And they don't file U.S. tax returns. And we have less people working. The less people that work, the less taxes are getting paid, taken out of their paychecks. So I'm just very frustrated. I think we're a smart country. And our country looks like we're completely inept to all the other countries. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I know the talks are going to be going on for the next 30 days. From what I understand, Obama just met with small business owners. Not that that's going to help. I don't think there's enough small business owners to carry the tax load either. If everybody's not paying, we're in trouble. Again, that's why I keep bringing up the flat tax. You know, if I ever ran for office, if I ever was a politician, okay, you all know me. I have no economics training whatsoever. Big shock there, Dr. Dahlia. I don't. All right, and I am not going to pretend to be an economist. I will, though, use common sense. If I ever run for office, I will use common sense and things I learned back in kindergarten. I promise I would do that. And for some reason, I think my economic policy would still be better than what they are doing right now. But remember, it's not that they're stupid. All right? It's because, again, they're in it for the politics. This is the problem. When you have somebody who's going to personally gain by winning a presidency or allowing his vice president to run for office later or for having control of a Senate, all right, they're going to do what they do best, politics. And we don't need politicians right now. We need help, and we need a lot of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Oh, my gosh, there's so many stories I want to get to. Let's get to, there was a report on how the new mammogram guidelines are going to be missing more breast cancers. They say in 2009, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force had started controversy saying, don't really screen women as often as you are. Women in their 40s can maybe consider it, but once you're 50, maybe just do it a couple years. No need checking women over 75. Now, the American Cancer Society and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists say, no, yearly mammograms start at age 40. Now, more studies have presented talking about how we are going to be missing breast cancers by less screening. But, again, that's going to be a part of Obamacare. If you want to save money, you do less testing. And what I told you then and I'm telling you now is save some money under your pillow, because if your insurance or Medicare or Medicaid are not going to pay for mammograms as often as you and your doctor think you need them, be prepared to pay cash. Now, hopefully some of these companies will still have some decent cash rates for mammograms. Every now and then you see a $50, a $75. But my guess is because they're going to be getting pretty pinched by Obamacare, you're not going to be able to see the cheaper rates. So in essence, if you need something done, do it now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So some of you have been asking me about the cannabis in the little 7-year-old girl who basically took medical marijuana when she was diagnosed with leukemia. So this has been all in the news. 7-year-old Michaela Comstock had been diagnosed with leukemia in July, and I guess it was less than 3 days before her mother filed Oregon medical marijuana paperwork so the child could take lime-flavored capsules filled with cannabis oil. The decision came because the mother actually believed their marijuana had healing power. Now, the first doctor, I guess, didn't want anything to do with it. Now, the mom's name is Erin Purchase. She said the first doctor was rude, said it was inappropriate, and I guess blew up at them. And she told the mom that she wanted to transfer the baby and her to a new doctor. They found a new doctor, and the new doctor, I guess, was a little bit more agreeable to it. From what we understand, Michaela takes about a gram of cannabis oil a day, half in the morning, half at night. Now, from what we understand, the child is in remission. Now, many of you asked me, does marijuana put cancer into remission? Now, I don't know of any studies that say marijuana has that healing power. However, marijuana has been used for centuries. And it obviously got a reputation somehow. Now, if we were going to be as medical and as scientific as possible, one could say, well, if it stopped her nausea, if it helped her appetite, if it helped with pain from the cancer, and she was less stressed, she would be in more of a position to fight it. That, I'll buy. I'll buy that logic. Okay? Should all 7-year-olds be put on marijuana? No. But if they're dying of cancer, supposedly, heck, do whatever it takes. Now, could marijuana interfere with the chemotherapy? Yes, absolutely. There is that potential. And so you're going to have a lot of mainstream doctors, including myself, go, look, we don't know enough about this. All right? I don't know if marijuana could actually chemically interfere with certain types of chemo. But I would say this is a great time to start investigating that. Now, children go into remission with leukemia very often, okay? I can't tell you how many kids we've known has been, you know, in and out of remission, etc. So the fact that she went into remission, we can't say with 100% certainty, well, it was the marijuana. It was cannabis. We can't say that because sometimes the treatment works and these kids go into remission. But if this actually does help with pain, help with the post-chemo nausea, help with appetite, which has been proven, I don't think it's a bad idea to investigate this as an adjunct to childhood cancer treatment. But like I said, we are going to have to research the poo-poo out of will this possibly interfere? The last thing we want is to give somebody a chemical that can unfortunately interfere with the mechanism of the chemo. Chemo, that it's tough. For any of you that have ever had to take chemo and suffer with cancer, my hearts are to you. That is tough. It is miserable. And as far as I'm concerned, anything to make these kids or make our adults comfortable is fine. And we give Marinol to chemotherapy patients all the time. Marinol is a pill, FDA-approved form of marijuana. It's just, how do we regulate and oversee medical marijuana? For example, a 10-year-old girl was arrested at school because she brought medical marijuana to class. This was in El Paso. Apparently, spokesperson said it happened at Evans Elementary. The girl was handcuffed and arrested before being released to her parents. She is facing marijuana-related charges. The girl's father said that the daughter stole the medical marijuana from his locked room. The father said he has been open with his children about medical marijuana, and his daughter knew that she should never touch it and that it is prescribed medicine for patients. Father uses it because of chronic pain, restless leg syndrome, and ADHD. Now, the school apparently has a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to marijuana. I'm sure they have potties also. The father said she was expelled from D49 schools, has a court date. The girl says her friend told her to do it. She told her dad that she understands what she did is wrong and that she plans to try to make things right. You know, this is something I think we talked about one time on the show. How severe should the punishments be for these kids? You know, I'm looking at this kid 10 years old. So a 10-year-old is probably in the fifth grade. Okay? I was pretty naive and stupid in the fifth grade. I mean, I could do my math. I could do my long division. But if a friend told me to grab something from my dad's cupboard and bring it to school, I wouldn't be thinking about the criminal ramifications of marijuana. I wouldn't understand. And so here, this little girl is now expelled, from what I understand, a school district. Now, you know, if she's going to need to be homeschooled or private schooled is a whole nother story. But, I mean, is that a little too harsh? You know, or do we need to make an example out of her? You don't touch drugs. You don't bring drugs to school. So she was expelled because allegedly her friend told her to bring the marijuana to the school. Was the friend older? Was the friend an eighth grader? I don't know. You know, our children screw up and our kids will either learn from one screw up or they will screw up again and again and again. I'd like to know a little bit more of the facts, you know, because if this girl really, you know, snuck into the parents, you know, cupboard, I mean, I don't know how locked it was. Again, there's so many questions. You know, somebody dared her. Okay, you got to bring it. You got to bring it to school. She brought it to school. She had no idea that this could possibly cause a juvenile record, could possibly cause her to lose school. I mean, I would like to give her another chance in school. And I mean, honestly, if this kid just really succumbed to peer pressure and, you know, make sure that she, you know, has to do the community service, you know, go through the drug classes. Of course, she should also be screened, you know, make sure she doesn't have drugs in her system, et cetera. But I just think a 10-year-old girl is a little young to really know better. And so I don't know if I would expel her in the future from all district schools. I'm not, like I said, still a lot of questions. This was a very small report, so we still have a lot of answers unanswered. But, you know, how far do we go? I mean, with these teenagers that know what they're doing, that are selling the drugs, oh, absolutely. But somebody bringing something to school because somebody dared them to do it, you know, how far should the punishment go? And I'd like to know who this friend was, too. And I'd like to know how much older they were and what is this friend doing? Is this friend selling it? So I would probably put the kid back at the school and have them bugged, right? All right. I would probably bug the kid and find out what the heck else is going on just in case there's this big, huge marijuana fest going on. Who knows? Big ring, big case. I don't know. I mean, I got two kids. I always wonder. I mean, it's very easy for me to say, all right, anybody messing around with drugs or bringing them or whatever, they need to have the book thrown at them. But, I mean, my kids, kind of naive. I got a fourth grader. I got a seventh grader. They know better not to listen to a dare. They know better. They know not to, I mean, we don't have marijuana in the house, but let's say somebody said, go bring a beer to school. I feel they could maybe be tempted. You know, if all the kids are going to bring something to school, I know it's beer and not marijuana, but child's not supposed to be walking around with alcohol. Not that we have beer in the house. So we have a lot of health foods in the house. Healthy stuff. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you missed the first hour of the show, we were talking about certain medications you cannot mix with grapefruit because when you take the pill, it could actually increase its potency 5 to 10 times because of the lack of elimination in your system. So I definitely want you to tune into our first hour if you can. And air pollution linking to autism. We talked about that. But don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.